This is Undaunted Life, a man's podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Thompson. Let's get into it. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So, what in the world am I supposed to do now? That particular question has been haunting me, and it's been a question that I've frankly been wrestling with for the last couple of weeks. So, some of you, which by the way, I don't know why my dog is all of a sudden like freaking out in the background. So, if you hear a bunch of like panting and like something that sounds like a collar going crazy, that is Roman the Giant. So please forgive him. But as most of you know, and I know some of you didn't know by some of the messages that I've gotten here recently, but on March the 7th, I sent out an email and made a post on social media saying that I had received some very tragic news and that I would be taking an indefinite hiatus from all Undaunted Life activities. And that included scheduled interviews, other recordings, forging tables, those types of things. So I wanted to talk with you a little bit about that today. Let's go all the way back. So since we started the show back in 2017, if you can believe we've been around for that long, but we started back in 2017, we have put out at least one episode per week without fail. And typically those come out on Thursdays, right? And so regardless of what was going on in my life, my career, my schedule, injuries, surgeries, babies being born, sicknesses, you know, whatever was coming up, we've always gotten the job done, and we've done it because we wanted to serve you guys. Now, we've been able to do that because, and you know, this is for all you people that understand the big five personality traits, I am incredibly high in conscientiousness and openness. So that means I'm a very creative person. That's the openness part. But I also, you know, get a lot of crap done. That's the conscientiousness part. So even if I knew that I would be out of pocket for a couple of weeks because of a birth of a child, or maybe even months because of a pre-planned surgery like last year with my planned first vocal cord surgery and then the unplanned second vocal cord surgery, I was able to bust my tail for weeks and sometimes months in advance to ensure that you guys didn't have any disruptions to the cadence of our show, that you would have high quality content that you could consume and hopefully better yourselves with. And that's what we've been able to provide for you. But what happened here recently in my family was something that I didn't see coming. So I certainly couldn't plan for it. And the reason why I put out that statement to all of you is because I felt like I owed you, frankly, at least something that resembled a reason for my absence, because I didn't feel like it would be right to just ghost you. Because again, a lot of you guys, since 2017, you've been showing up to your podcast feed on Thursday, knowing that there would be an episode there. Now we've added the forging table on Sundays, and we've added a lot of interviews on Tuesdays and some other stuff here and there. But Thursday's kind of like our day. That was the day that I picked early on, because I was like, okay, I have to avoid this show, which releases on this day, and I have to avoid that show. And so I just kind of picked Thursday. So it just didn't feel right just not posting an episode on a Thursday for the first time in years and years and years, and then not saying anything. Now, many of you have tried to kind of, you know, read between the lines and, you know, speculate about what happened or about what's going on in my family. So I did want to address that from the beginning. In terms of the specifics of what happened inside of my family, what's currently going on inside of my family, I've determined that right now is not the right nor appropriate time to share any details. And frankly, depending upon what kind of happens over the next several weeks and months and different things that I'm taking into consideration, I may never share the details. So, you know, like with all of you guys, there are certain pockets of your life, and I'm very open on the show. I share tons of things on the show, a lot of embarrassing things about me, you know, celebratory things, all that. I share it with you, but not everything is for public consumption. But what I can tell you are two things, okay? Number one, I'm not dying, okay? So that should make most of you happy. I would assume most of you listening to this don't want me to die, but there were a lot of people that were concerned that, you know, I had gotten some sort of, you know, chronic disease or some sort of like terminal cancer or something like that, or that I had catastrophically lost my voice, like, you know, permanently lost my voice, that type of thing. But no, I am healthy. And the second thing is also very important, and that's no, I did not have a moral failure. So unfortunately, a lot of you guys in this audience, you're used to it at this point when your favorite Christian, whatever, whether it's a pastor or some sort of parachurch ministry leader or some sort of nonprofit leader or something like that, goes off the deep end and goes and does something crazy and basically disqualifies themselves from ministry, even if they actually keep their ministry. Nothing like that happened here in this case. So my conscience is clear. I did not have a moral failure. I know some of you were speculating that, but no, I'm not dying. No, there was not a moral failure. So in this quick episode today, and again, it'll just be pretty quick, I want to give you an idea of what to expect in the coming weeks and months from me in this show. So this is going to kind of be a little bit of housekeeping with you guys. And then I have a few messages for you that you should definitely stick around for. So as I mentioned in my statement that I released earlier this month, I have 4 Forging Table episodes that have already been recorded that have just not been released yet. So those are Matthew 25, 26, 27, and then the final chapter 28. So I'm going to start releasing those episodes this Friday. So this Friday, I'm going to release Matthew 25. And then, you know, every couple of days, I'll release another one. And then the final chapter of Matthew will be released on Easter Sunday. Me and the Forging Table guys, we got together like over a year ago, I think, and we like planned that out. Okay, we're going to do this and then we're going to do this. And then, you know, we're going to do Matthew, but we're going to end it on Easter Sunday by talking about the resurrection. So that is the plan. It's been in place for a very, very long time now. So we just wanted to make sure that that happened. And for fans of the Forging Table, I can tell you that Matthew 27 and 28 are incredibly special. We have a very, very cool surprise for you guys on those last two. So make sure you check those out. Again, those will be coming out here in the next couple of weeks. And so in those episodes as well, you know, we kind of have our normal cadence of when we say, hey, we're talking about last week or hey, next week. And it may just be not next week, but like a couple of days from now. So I know it'll be a little bit weird, but it'll be fine. Also, I'm pretty sure at the end, I'm pretty sure at the end of Matthew 28, I said that we were going to be doing some Proverbs. I think I said we were going to do a few different Proverbs, but we will not be doing that now, okay? So we are currently in the process of getting more Forging Table recordings scheduled and kind of getting everybody like in the right place. And as soon as we get some recorded, I'm just going to start releasing them immediately. We typically have a backlog of Forging Tables recorded that are ready to go. That backlog has basically been taken up now with this little hiatus that I took. So we're going to work through it the rest of the year to try to make sure that we continue to have that backlog so that when we start posting those on Sundays again, that there's not going to be some sort of a problem or some sort of like a missing Sunday or something like that. We are going to go straight from the book of Matthew into the book of Acts. So for any of you overachievers, that want to start digging into a new book of the Bible, we will be digging into the book of Acts. Like I said, I don't know when we're going to start recording that, but we hopefully can do that soon. And I've got some surprises for the beginning of the book of Acts that hopefully we can work out. So it'll make up for some of the lost time. Then in that first week of April, okay, so that's here just in a couple of weeks, I will release an interview that I already recorded with Pastor Joby Martin. So if anything, in that interview seems weird, like time-wise. We recorded it like a month ago and I was supposed to release it several weeks ago and it just didn't get released because of this hiatus. So if something's kind of weird timeline-wise, just, you know, forgive us, you know, whatever. It just kind of is what it is. But it's a very, very good interview. Of all the sit-downs that Joby and I have had, this one is perhaps my favorite. So in terms of episode releases and cadence for April, after I released that interview with Joby, I'm not sure what to tell you, honestly, but we will at least, I will guarantee you this, we will at least have a weekly episode released for the month of April, and we will hopefully be back to our 3 shows per week cadence by May. That's the goal, but I can guarantee you're going to at least get 1 episode a week. I canceled a good amount of upcoming interviews and recordings, so we'll take a second for the whip to crack back on that one. So I guess I'm technically not like back. Because I have some other very important things that I will be needing to focus on here in the near term, but the plan is coming together for the future, so please just be patient with me. Now, in terms of the new program that I announced that we would be launching on the 18th of April, we're not sure when we're going to reschedule the release of that program. We still intend to do so, but just stay tuned for that. I know I was like teasing it, and then I announced it on social and via our mailing list and things like that. We're going to release it. We're just not sure when, so stay on for that. Now, I have a few messages before I let you guys go. So to all the people that sent me emails and DMs and text messages and called me and left comments on social media and all that over these last couple of weeks, encouraging me, praying for me, letting me know that, hey, our entire home group is praying for you, and our, you know, hey, I let our church know to be praying for you, and gosh, you know, our family's praying for you around the dinner table. You guys have no idea how much that means to me. Because there are some guys out there, and I love these guys. For years, every few months or so, they'll send me an email, just like an encouragement or a question. And a lot of these guys are donors. Some of them are not. But just, you know, I kind of get a sense of who I'm talking to because I get some of the same emails from some of the same guys. A lot of the same guys will comment on social media or share on social media. But I got a bunch, like literally hundreds of messages from people that I had never seen their names before. So people that have been consuming this show, some for a few days and some for since the beginning, for years and years and years. And you just came out of the woodwork to let me know that you care about me, you care about my family, even though you've never met them and even though you've never met me, but you care about us enough to add us to your prayers. And I know, you know, that statement, you believe me, I spent days on that statement. I went over that statement with a fine tooth comb with a couple of really smart guys to try to like make sure I could communicate fully and clearly without, you know, giving away all, you know, everything that's going on with the Thompson family. But I did want to give you just that from the bottom of my heart, just thank you so much, because I know I didn't respond to any of them. As I told you, I wouldn't be responding to anything. And to be honest with you, the backlog is just kind of crazy. So I'm not going to be responding to every single one of those messages, but know that I read them and know that it did have a profound impact on me. Now, this message is to the donors that have stuck around. Thank you. Thank you so much for believing in us and believing in our content and for sticking around when you didn't know when we'd be coming back, because I'm very well aware that most of you are donating to this show because you're wanting more content to be created. And when that content stops, I guess this would be my message to the donors that have left us. Unfortunately, there have been many. I get it. If you are giving a service provider money and they stop providing you that service, it makes sense to stop giving them that money. Now, I would say for those of you donors that have fallen off, maybe you weren't sure, hey, did I have a moral failing? Did I disqualify myself from ministry, which didn't happen? Am I never coming back? You know, I kind of gave you a sense of what life's going to look like starting, you know, here in the next few days and on into April and on into May. We would encourage you to come back. As I've told you over and over, we're trying to find ways where we can do other verticals, where we can get some more money flowing through here so we're not as dependent on donations and so that we can be very, very flexible in terms of what we're trying to accomplish with this ministry. But as of right now, the overwhelming majority of what we do here is paid for by donors like you. Guys giving $20 a month, $100 a month, and in every other different iteration in between. It's you guys that are helping us equip men around the globe to push back darkness. I know I beat that drum all the time, but it's true. And so we're so thankful to the donors, even if you did leave us. We're thankful for as long as you supported the show and this ministry. And to those that are still sticking around to this day, you guys are gangsters. We're so glad you're in the foxhole with us. To our sponsors, I know that you know you guys have gotten used to us talking about Origin and Jocko Fuel and Primal Beef, and we have some others that we were in the works with and we're still in the works with. We're so thankful to all of you guys. I talked with all of our sponsors. Y'all are being very patient with us. You're not demanding, hey, you got to put out an episode and you got to put out a social media post and you got to do this and you got to do that. You've all been amazing to us and we're so thankful for that. And I guess that's a good thing to know. You will notice me putting some more stuff out on social media here soon and all that. So that'll kind of get ramped back up. But my closing message to you guys that have stuck around this long, and gosh, you've heard me beat this drum before as well. But if you don't have a foxhole full of guys that love you and that aren't worried about offending you, you might not make it when and if your world falls apart. So I'm certainly not the first person to point out something like this, but most of us, I would say probably all of us, we are one phone call away from hitting our knees and having an attack of conscience, an attack of faith, and just an attack in general. And most of you know what that one phone call could be. It could be about a diagnosis that you're waiting on. It could be about an accident that's happened to someone that you love or something like that. But most of us are just one call away from needing to rely on men around us to help take some of the burden. And so I thought about listing the men that have showed up and showed out and supported me over the last several weeks in a myriad of different ways. But I'm going to just keep those names to myself. But to those of you that are listening to this right now, you know exactly who you are. Okay. You know exactly what you did for me. You knew the state I was in and the state my family was in when, you know, all this stuff was initially going down and just the craziness that I personally, I'll keep it to me personally, was dealing with trying to figure out a heading and trying to find my way through the fog. And I mean, guys showed up in immense ways. And so that clip that went viral from the Mike Glover show when I was on there talking about the difference between a 6 p.m. and a 3 a.m. friend, since December, that clip has been shared across a bunch of different pages, and we're talking tens of millions of views and shares and downloads and the whole nine. The funny thing about that clip is I think some people are purposefully not getting the point because they're like, oh my gosh, this guy's advocating for violence. He wants you to be able to call a friend at 3 a.m. and they're going to get a shovel and a pistol and they're going to go bury a body. That's crazy. Who is this person? This Christian nationalist? You know, it's some sort of nonsense like that. The point is obviously not, hey, you should have guys in your life that will help you commit murder and hide it, you morons. The idea is that up to and including something crazy like that, that none of us are ever going to have to call about, you need to know that you've got 3 a.m. guys that are ready to throw down for you in whatever way that means. Because there are guys that are ready to throw down with these. There are guys that are ready to throw down with prayer. They're ready to throw down with their money and their resources. They're ready to throw down with their influence. They're ready to throw down with their time. They're willing and ready to pause their life because your life got flipped upside down. And guys, if you don't have those men in your life right now, that is your number one priority after God, your marriage, and your children, is to figure that out. Because I've talked about this a lot. You have to make deposits in certain bank accounts if you expect to make withdrawals in the future. So let's use an easy example, your body. So if you get into a crisis situation where you need to perform with your body, whether it's your strength or your cardio or something like that, at that moment, you're only able to make a withdrawal. So if you're in that extreme situation, you know, buddy breaks his leg on a hiking trip, you know, sat phone isn't working and they have to send a runner to go get help to get this guy out of there or something like that. Well, guess what? You can't train for that now. You're in the moment. But if you've been making deposits in that cardiovascular strength and that muscular strength bank account for months and months and years and years, well, now it's time to make a withdrawal. And you're going to be able to do that and potentially save a life, right? The same goes with every other situation with the men that are in your life. I'm thankful that God gave me the wisdom and the foresight to say, look, you need to invest and make deposits in a lot of different men's lives. Just do that. Do it over and over and over and then do it again. Now, to be honest with you, I made it a priority to invest in the lives of other men because I assumed one day they would need me, right? It's a pretty arrogant thing to think, but that's what I thought. Hey, something's going to go wrong for these guys. Like I'm squared away. Nothing's ever going to happen to me, you know, aside from, you know, like a, you know, Sharknado or something like that trying to take me out. But these guys, I love these guys so much. I love their family so much that I am willing to just make sacrifices so I can, you know, put an investment into these guys' lives because one day their life's going to fall apart and then I can jump in and save them. I can get under the bar and hold some of that weight up. Like I can give them some of my resources and some of my time and attention to serve them. And wouldn't you know it? It wasn't their lives that got flipped upside down. It was mine. And so those deposits I made in those bank accounts that I thought was going to be for their benefit ended up being to my redounding benefit. And to be honest with you, and again, you guys know exactly who you are. I'm not going to say your name, but you know exactly who you are. I have no idea where I would be spiritually, mentally, and physically right now today as I record this, if not for those men. That's not hyperbole. That's not being exaggerative to make a point here on a podcast, that's just real life. Guys, if you don't have a foxhole, if you look to your left and right and you see nobody, that's a problem. If you look to your left and your right and you're like, ugh, I don't want to go to war with these guys, you got to fix that. There's no more important thing you can put on your goal sheet for 2024 than getting a handle on that. So I appreciate your guys' attention on this. Like I said, we're going to start releasing some of these Forging Table episodes. I appreciate all of you in our audience. Thank you so much for your patience. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Wherever you're listening to this, please subscribe, rate, and leave us a positive 5-star review. If you want me to come speak live at your event or on your podcast, just shoot me an email to info@undaunted.life. That's info@undaunted.life. Follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook and check out our website for everything else, including how to donate to keep more content like this coming your way. Just go to www.undaunted.life. And also, we want to thank the band Holy Name for allowing us to use their music for our content. The music on this podcast is their song Perpetua, which is off their self-titled debut album on Face Down Records. The links are in the description. I'm your host, Kyle Thompson. Remember, keep pushing back darkness, keep forging spiritual, mental, and physical resilience, keep seeking the Lion of Judah.